Kathleen Pearl here. The way. How to stay on the straight and narrow way. Yes, you can slip off. You can go astray. You can go to the right or the left. You can ignore that still small voice in you saying this is the way, walking in it. The way. Welcome. The way is narrow, says in scripture. Few are they who find it. It is not a given. He is able to perfect that which concerns him. What does that mean? Who concerns him? His children, who are obedient, who are doing his will, and walking in his ways. It says in Hebrews that the children, when they came out of Egypt, the Hebrews, and they went in through the desert, they did not enter the promises of God. Why? Because they knew his will, but not his ways. And they murmured and complained. Oh, it's the waters of Meribah are bitter. Oh, we want meat. And God sent them quail until it ran out their nose. And he was not pleased with them. He was not pleased with them. What is his will? We forget the things that are behind and press on to the high calling in Christ Jesus. I count all things loss, except for the excellency of Jesus Christ. Paul said, I was Gamaliel, I was this, I sat at his feet. I was from the tribe of Benjamin. He lays out all his bona fides about what kind of Jew he was. And then you know what he says? I count it all dung. We know what that means. Except for the excellent knowledge of Jesus Christ and him crucified. I am persuaded that nothing shall separate me from the love of Christ. Not height, not width, not depth, not length, not principalities, nor powers. For he is able to keep me until that day. What day is that? The day where you stand before the judgment seat and you'll be weighed in the balance. And whether you sowed in the supernatural, you'll gain eternal life. If you sowed in the carnal, you'll gain destruction, which is hell. Straight up. It's not a given. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Work it out. Examine yourself daily to see if you are in the faith. So this gift of discernment is different from this gift of judgment. Judgment is where there's a judge. He hears the case, then he renders the sentence, the disciplinary sentence. That is judgment. We don't do that. But discernment is a supernatural gift in which we sense by the Holy Spirit, the spirit that's operating in a person, whether it's their flesh, okay, their own soulish carnal flesh that's still God and ruling on them, in them and through them, because they haven't crucified the flesh daily, whether it's a demonic spirit, because, and how is this gift developed? Through the Word of God. It's sharper than any two-edged sword and pierces between joint and marrow. Literally pierces. Have you ever looked at the marrow in a bone? It's pretty hard to slice and dice that one and divide it out. Between joint and marrow? Between what? Spirit and soul? Oh, there's a difference between spirit and soul. Yes, of course there is. Your spirit man is that which moves and operates through you. And he's either controlled by demonic spirits or the Holy Spirit. Example, Jesus was talking about going to the cross in the Garden of Gethsemane. And Peter said, no, Lord, you that's not going to happen. You're not going to die. And he said, get thee behind me, Satan. To Peter. Because Satan was operating through Peter, who had lived, ate, and drank with Jesus for 3.5 years. You don't know what spirit you're operating out of. Test the spirits. See if they're familiar. Weigh them. Hold them accountable. Hold them, those spirits, in check. And test them, because Satan himself poses as an angel of light. What spirit are you operating out of? The other spirit, is it holy? Then you have the fruit of holiness. Love, gentleness, kindness, tenderness. You won't deceive people. You won't play with them. You won't mess with them. You won't be harsh with them. You won't be angry. That's the, pardon me, the wrong spirit. That's the wrong spirit. What is our objective in this life? To be conformed and transformed into the image of Christ, thereby becoming the sons and daughters of God. In John, for the first chapter, it says, to all those who believe that Jesus is the Son of God, he gave them the right. Okay, now you have a right to become the children of God. It's a process. It's not a, okay, I've arrived because I said Jesus is the Son of God. No. The way is narrow, and few are they who find it. Working out your salvation with fear and trembling. Why fear and trembling? Why fear and trembling? Because there is a judgment day and there is a hell. I am persuaded. In Romans and Ephesians, nothing shall separate me from the love of God. We cling to the Lord. We cling to him. I will not let you go. Where you go, I will go. I will follow where you lead. I will forsake all. Mother and brother, sisters, father, everything. Wife, children. They do not control me. I am disassociated from them. I am crucified to them. Yes, I love them, but it's the love of God operating out of my heart towards them relationally. And it's not controlled by the weaknesses of my flesh or my insecurity or my soulishness. Gee, there's a lot of soulish Christians out there. It's very hard to find Christians that are heavenly minded, that have the mind of Christ, that bring every thought captive obedience to Christ. How do we know? Because obedience is laid out in the fruits and your walk with Jesus. It'll be evidenced. Are you skirt chasing still? Are you women lusting after men? To get your needs met? You're out of order. And you're setting yourself up for demonic snares and traps. Because you do not know how to find the will of God by his ways. Mark 8:35, deny yourself daily, take up your cross and follow me. Matthew 16:24, come follow me. Yeshua said in Mark 10:21 and Luke 9:23. Didn't say follow the pastor. Didn't say follow that evangelist guy. You know, he didn't say worship the worship leader. He said, come follow me. He didn't say, come follow men and their teachings and their doctrines. He said, come follow me, the Word made flesh in the Holy Scriptures. This is the way. Not many people know the way. If you, so Matthew 19:24 is an interesting scripture, and I'm going to take that up. It's the rich young ruler, and he says to Jesus when he met him, well, you know, Jesus said, keep my commandments. He said, Lord, I kept them all. And he said, go sell everything you have and come follow me. because the truth is his mammon, his materialism, his identity was soaked in that, the accolades of the world, you know, the things that he had achieved, they ruled him. But humility, poverty and humility go hand in hand. Not that poverty is a blessing. I've seen a lot of it. It's not. It's a curse. But it's what is ruling you. You cannot serve God, Yeshua, and mammon. It says in James that the carnal-minded person is the enemy of God. Mammon is the enemy of God. And we struggle with that. There's no doubt about it. Well, how far should I go with ministry? We need to be careful because when Jesus began his ministry and when he closed out his ministry, twice he went into the temple and he took whips and overturned the money changers' tables because they were merchandising, they were mammonizing, if you will, in the temple. Well, it's just a good business. You don't have to make a living, you know. No, you don't. Yeah, you have to serve God, and he brings the living. Jesus. Flee youthful lust, 2 Timothy. Follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Do we have peace with everyone? No. Jesus said, I came to bring the sword and I'm going to divide family members. Who rules your heart? You can't give God anything except for your heart. In humble, submitted obedience. That's the only thing that's acceptable to him from you. Because out of that, the rivers of living water flow, the pure waters, the waters of the Holy Spirit that are without guile and manipulation and all that other witchcraft that operates. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which men shall not see the Lord. You have to be holy. It says the pure in heart will see God in the Beatitudes. Yeah. So, is your heart mixed? Are you double-minded? Are you unstable? Are you following the practices that you had before you came to acknowledge that Jesus was God? That's a turning point. That's not your salvation in total. You work it out daily. If you came in through improprieties, you can't take those improprieties and say, oh, well, guess what? I'm lusting for this cute little person here, you know, and I'm sure God wants me to have her or her. You're not sure of anything. When a person's ways please God, and I have lots of enemies, let me tell you. Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He sets a table for me in the midst of my enemies, on the top of the mountain. People who acknowledged and said things to you, and they were insincere. And then they preened themselves with, well, just how couth they were. And they were dishonest with the person and with themselves. They become your enemy. And when a man's ways please the Lord, even his enemies shall be at peace with him. You know what the art of war says. You know, keep your friends close. Actually, it's Machiavelli, the prince. You keep your friends close and you keep your enemies closer. Because then you know what they're doing. See? And iron sharpens iron is another man's countenance. You know, it sharpens the other one. It's the whole point of fellowship. You want to be stunted in your spiritual growth? Go ahead, go to a church that's compromised and has immaturity in the pulpit. You'll go nowhere. You won't grow. Jesus learned obedience through the things he suffered. What? He was God. And he was our example. Follow the Lamb. Revelation 14:14.